Talofa, and here's the afternoon news. The Department of Commerce has finalized the program for the Miss South Pacific pageant, which the territory will host October 19th to the 26th. DOC is designated by Governor Tongyola to plan and organize the hosting of the event. A week of activities precedes the actual crowning of the Miss South Pacific, October 26th at the Lee Auditorium. There will be a float parade, a Sunday church service, and to'onai at the Futinga Methodist Church, and several social and cultural outings. DOC Director Faleseo Eliu Paupau says 10 island countries have confirmed their participation, along with the current Miss South Pacific from Tonga. It was after the Pacific Arts Festival that more countries signed up for the pageant, and according to Faleseo, the successful hosting of the festival and attractive cash prizes being offered for the pageant were the main reasons for the positive response. As host, American Samoa has to provide accommodation and meals for the contestants and their chaperones and cover all expenses for the week-long program, including the actual contest itself. The MCs will be former Miss South Pacific Lupe Kanape Aumavai Tawanu'u, a DOC planner, and Sherry Sele, Blue Skies Marketing and Sales Manager. The DOC staff is handling all of the logistics, travel arrangements, and pageant preparations. The local business community is being asked to help defray the costs of the pageant or contribute prizes. Faleseo is appealing to the community to help with beautification so that the territory can again shine like it did when it hosted the Festival of Pacific Arts. He said some of the people coming for the Miss South Pacific pageant were here for the festival, and it would be sad if they do not see the clean and beautiful landscape they enjoyed when they were here in July. The House of Representatives has approved the bill which would exempt local doctors who are not U.S. certified or educated from the requirement that they have to sit and pass the United States Medical Licensure Examination, USMLE. The exemption applies to doctors on the LBJ staff who, as of December 31, 2007, the bill passed this morning was the Senate version. The USMLE policy has been the cause of contention between doctors and the management and board of the LBJ Hospital for the past 3 years. The bill now goes to Governor Tongyola, who has said he supports having all doctors comply with the USMLE requirement. Florence Solo & Associates yesterday marked its 13th anniversary of offering insurance services in the territory. Founder and president Voy Florence Solo said every year is a milestone for the company because, unlike other insurance providers in the territory, which are branches or carry coverage for off-island companies, hers is the only one that is 100% local. The 13th birthday yesterday also celebrated a new product that Florence & Associates has added, auto insurance. Voy said her company decided to offer auto coverage in response to an expressed need from the community. And she says the response since they began offering auto coverage in April has been fantastic. Wui said she's thankful to God and the public support for the success that they're enjoying. She commented that they've come a long way from their beginnings at the Lumanai building, which she financed with a $5,000 loan. The company now has 20 employees, has opened a second branch at Tafuna Whangaima, and offers $10,000 in scholarships to local students each year. Finally in the news, less than 24 hours after arriving in the territory, the new CEO of ANZ America Samoa Bank, David Whitby, performed his first task in his new position at the LBJ Hospital. He was at the bank's Blue Week fundraiser to raise monies for the pediatric ward at LBJ. That's where our general manager, Joey Cummings, caught up with him and spoke to him about Blue Week.
I think coming here in Blue Week really reflects the community spirit that the bank has here, something that I've been very passionate about in my career with the ANZ in Australia, with the community. So we are a bank, but how can we help this community, you know, not only financially, but to do some of these community initiatives to support some worthy causes. And that's really exciting for me to continue to do those sorts of things. And I know here they've been supporting the children for a long while, so that's one of my aims, is to keep that going. We just toured the paediatric ward and spoke to the nursing staff and the children in there. That's where our support and Blue Week aim is, supporting the paediatric unit of the hospital, and just it's a great opportunity to go and meet some of the people that do the day-to-day work.
we understand that you've been in banking like over 37 years now?
Yes, yeah, a long time in banking with ANZ around Australia and some time in Fiji as well. So that brought me back to the islands. I got a taste of it, of the islands in Fiji, and now I've come back to the islands. And I must say that the welcome from the people, the staff has been absolutely fantastic. It's great to be here.
And welcome to Mr. David Whitby. That's the news for this afternoon from 93KHJ. The exchange rate sponsored by ANZ America Samoa Bank, member FDIC. As of today, one US dollar is equal to 1.25 Australian, 1.59 Fijian dollars, 1.46 New Zealand, 2.63 Samoan Tala, 1.82 Tongan Pa'anga. Those exchange rates are sponsored by ANZ's Blue Week, an effort to support the pediatric ward at LBJ Hospital. This runs till October 3rd. ANZ America Samoa Bank, member FDIC.